Lauren Lobano, Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. With me is Dr. Jeffrey L. Saver, Professor of Neurology and Director of the Stroke Center in the Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California in Los Angeles. At the 2012 International Stroke Conference, Dr. Saver presented the results of the Solitaire with Intention for Thrombectomy clinical trial, which compared the performance of the new Solitaire Flow Restoration device with that of the Mercy Retriever, an already approved device. We're going to be discussing that study now. Dr. Saver, could you briefly summarize your findings and their significance?
Sure. Well, this was a trial comparing the Solitaire Stent Retriever with the Mercy Retriever, and the study was stopped early when an interim stopping rule for overwhelming efficacy was met. At that point, we had enrolled 144 patients in the study, 31 in a roll-in phase for sites to get familiar with the Solitaire device, and then 113 in the randomized phase, assigning 58 patients to a strategy of neurothrombectomy with the Solitaire device first, and 55 patients in the Mercy arm, in which they received the Mercy Retriever as the first neurothrombectomy strategy. And we found overall that there was superiority of the Solitaire device to the Mercy Retriever. The trial primary endpoint was the frequency of successful recanalization of all target arteries without the occurrence of symptomatic intracranial hemorrhage, and that was achieved in 61% of the Solitaire patients versus 24% of the Mercy patients, highly statistically significant for superiority at the 0.0001 level. We also found benefits on clinical outcomes with a higher rate of good neurologic outcome at 3 months, 58% with Solitaire versus 33% with Mercy, and a lower rate of mortality by 3 months, 17% with Solitaire versus 38% with Mercy. So the conclusion was that for patients undergoing neurothrombectomy, Solitaire was superior to Mercy in achieving recanalization without hemorrhage and in yielding better clinical outcomes.
Can you tell me a little more specifically about how the Solitaire device differs from the Mercy Retriever?
Yes, the Solitaire is a stent retriever, so it is a mesh-like column cage device, like all stents, but it's rounded on its surface so that it does not grip the artery and it's retractable back into the catheter. The goal is to deploy it within the clot and push the clot against the wall so that you get immediate reperfusion upon deployment of the Solitaire stent. Compared with the Mercy coil retriever, when it's deployed, it does not push the artery, the clot aside and open the artery. And then the second step is to withdraw the Solitaire device back into the catheter, and with the multiple struts of the stent intercalated with the clot, it gives it multiple points of contact and the ability to grip the clot very well and retrieve with high efficiency. And sometimes with the Mercy coil shape retriever, the coil will slide through the clot and unwind and not be able to pull the clot out of the artery. So the hope was that the Solitaire device would be more effective, more efficient at clearing the artery, and that proved to be the case.
Can you tell me about any features of the SWIFT study design that make it superior to that of previous studies? And also, are there any weaknesses in the study that will need to be addressed by future research?
Sure. Well, this is the first randomized trial comparing a mechanical embolectomy intervention to another. So the prior studies that led to registration of new devices for mechanical thrombectomy were uncontrolled studies that used historical controls. So this is an advantage in having a truly randomized study. An additional aspect of stringency of this study is that the occurrence of recanalization was rated by a core laboratory, not by local sites. Typically, local sites will rate their rates of recanalization 15 to 30% higher than an objective independent core laboratory. So this was a stringent evaluation. Aspect of this study that it doesn't address is that the control arm in this study was an active treatment arm with the Mercy device. There was not a group of patients assigned to only supportive medical care. And that, so this study tells you if you're going to do neurothrombectomy that the Solitaire device is a better first choice than the Mercy Retriever, but we need other studies comparing neurothrombectomy versus no intervention to tell us that that's better, and those are underway with the MR Rescue trial and the IMS-3 trial in the U.S. and other studies in Europe.
How might the results of the SWIFT trial change the care of patients with acute stroke? I assume that the solitaire device will hopefully be used, but would there be any obstacles to a widespread adoption of the device?
Well, I think this is a potential game changer. You know, our prior devices and treatments with IV tPA, IA lytics, the Penumbra system, the Mercy Retriever, they all achieve complete recanalization in only up to 20-25% of patients. Three-quarters of patients were not completely reopening the arteries. And with Solitaire, we're now getting up into the 60% complete recanalization rate. So for the first time, we have a highly effective recanalization device, similar to what the cardiologists are able to do for acute MIs. That means, in order to deploy it, we'll need to set up a system in the country similar to what the cardiologists have done for getting patients with large artery acute ischemic strokes to neurointerventional cath labs in a treatable time frame. And the Joint Commission is going to be certifying comprehensive stroke centers sometime in the next 1 to 2 years, and we'll need to build out this second tier of comprehensive stroke centers on top of primary stroke centers and work out systems to route the appropriate patients who are ineligible for or who have failed IV tPA to get to a facility able to do this intervention.
And this is still in approval by the FDA, is that correct?
The results from the trial have been submitted to FDA for their review, and it's under review by them now. It's not yet approved, but we're hopeful that the convincing nature of the results will lead to an FDA approval shortly.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Shaver?
No, I think we've hit the high points.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time. This is Lauren Lovano, Associate Editor of Neurology Views. Thank you for listening.